begin tonight, I would like to welcome my father-in-law, who's here, as everyone knows, because we have a simcha, Baruch Hashem, in the family. Kobi's bar mitzvah, Meretz Hashem and Chas. But actually, he becomes bar mitzvah now. Tonight is the Bo Bayom, so we'd like to wish him a mazel tov. And you know, one more person could leave, because we now have an extra person that we could count. But mazel tov. I think it's appropriate that as he becomes bar mitzvah.
Does that mean I can leave?
Yeah, out. We don't mind it anyway. Of course, a board member would have to say that. It's appropriate that as he becomes bar mitzvah, he should start learning, because now you get a mitzvah for every. And I guess it's appropriate that he should learn something from me. First, as a child, to learn. First thing a child is supposed to learn, we saw in a halacha, is Moshe, Torah mitzvah lanu Moshe. Father has to teach him that, so as he becomes bar mitzvah, so I get this close to be the first one to teach him. So, again, we're on page 289, Simon Kufya test. We began this briefly yesterday. So, page 289, Simon Kufya test, Aleph. So, Machaber says as follows. So we're talking about Shemoneh Esrei. So the Machaber says, "Im rotzei lahotzei b'chol bracha me'amsios, me'ein habracha mosif." That if in the middle brachas, in other words, again, we're not talking about the first three brachas. First three brachas, you can't alter. Talking about the praise of Hashem, you have to be very careful with that. The last three are thank yous. But in the middle brachas, what we've been calling the please brachas. So if you want to add to them, not add to the brachas, you can't add more brachas than we get. You can't make 20, 21, 22, 23. But rather, if you want to add inside a specific bracha, me'ena bracha, dealing with the same topic as the bracha states, most of you are allowed to do that. For example, what? So Mechaber says, Ketzad, Haya lo chole mevakesh alav rachmim bebirchas rafoinu. Someone knows someone who's ill. So then, you could ask that person to have refuah shleima in the bracha refuah. Again, that's part, you're asking for Hashem to heal, so then you could say, and you know, this person needs a refuah shleima. Hayatzar parnasa, person is in need of parnasa, which excludes everybody here, right? Everybody's doing so well. So, well, we'll see. Mevakesh aleha bebirchas Hashanim, so in berech aleinu, ask for rain, ask for, so that's asking for sustenance. So you add in there, help, right? Or something like that. The Rama says, Kshehu Mosif, when you add on, Yachil Bebracha. First, when you add, you can't just start before Berech Aleinu, right? In other words, you don't say, Hashem, I need Parnasa, make sure this deal goes down. Another. No, you start Berech Aleinu, Hashem, Elkeinu, so you begin with the Bracha. The Rama says, Ve'achach Mosif. And once you've begun the bracha and started with the bracha, so then you could add in your own stuff. So Mishnah Berurah explains, because your needs has to be secondary to the bracha or to the communal needs. Again, as we mentioned before, the bracha, whatever the bracha is going on a communal need. People out there need a refuah. People out there need a parnasa. So you're supposed to make that primary. And then my own need, I need this person to give $1 million to the building fund. That's secondary. Well, that could be a communal one. We'll see.
That's communal.
But you shouldn't say your stuff and then begin the bracha. Because again, for the reason we just stated. Mechaber picks up. With Shomea Tefillah, as you all know, in Shomea Tefillah, Yachol Lishol Kol Tzarchav, you can ask anything. That's a generic bracha, so to speak. Shuhu kalos kal bakashas. As we've seen this before, the Mishnah Berurah mentions before, but there's a famous line. Because the bracha Shema Kleinu encompasses, includes everything. So, again, if as we saw, if you can ask for rain, you could ask for anything in Shema Kleinu. So that's the bracha. I like my timing. Rabbeinu Yonah, and according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Kasha Mosef Bebracha Me'in Osa Bebracha, Imosef Osa Bishvil Kol Yisrael, if you're adding, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're adding a bracha, if you're adding something to a bracha that's for a communal need, for all Klal Yisrael, Omer also b'losh Rambam. We say, saw a similar idea before. So then you would say your add, whatever you're adding, your addition, you would say it in plural form. V'lo b'losh and yachid. And you wouldn't say it in singular form, right? You'd say in plural form. V'lo Yosef ela b'sof ha-bracha. And not only that, but you should only add it, Rabbeinu Yonah says, at the end of the bracha, before you say Baruch Atah, Mevarach Hashem, right? So then you ask your own, not in the middle, not toward, in other words, according to the what we just said, you could just start Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu, and that's it. And then add in your own thing. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, you should put it right before you make the bracha, because then it's really secondary, as we said before. And if you're asking for your own, really your own need, for example, somebody's ill in your house, or a person needs sustenance, he needs a parnasa, then you can ask even in the middle. But again, since it's your own thing, you should say it in singular form. But the Machaber says, in Shomei Tefillah, or at the end of davening, right? Before you take the three steps back, before also Shalom, Bein Kodem Yiluratzon, Bein Lachra, before Yiluratzon or after, we'll see. Yachol Lisho, Bein B'loshon Yachol, Bein B'loshon Rabim, you can ask in any language you want. You can ask it in singular, you can ask it in plural, whatever you want. Bein B'loshon Rabim, Bein Tzarchav Mamesh, Bein Tzarchav Rabim, whether it's your own needs or not your own needs. Now, it's running a little late, but there's a couple of Mishnah Berurahs that we got to cover. So when we say you could add on to an individual bracha, we're not talking about Shema Kalein or before the end of Shemoneh Esrei, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Prima Gadin that when you add on in the middle of each bracha or at the end of each bracha your own thing, that's only if you have a need. If you have a need. For example, you need Parnasa. But you shouldn't ask in the middle of when the middle brachas, when you wing it yourself. Let's say Baruch Aleinu, nobody in my family should get sick. A preventive thing. Parnas is doing good. Keep it going, right? The only time you could ask for future or preventative is only in Shomei Tefillah or at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. If you want to add on to any bracha for your own thing, it has to be that there is a present need, not a perceived future need. And then one other mishnah I want to mention before we end. We talked about that you could ask for refuah shlema in refuah einu. So we saw this before, but again, the Mishnah Berurah says it here in Kuf Yud Tes, Well, basically, it comes out that you don't have to say the person's name if the person's there. For example, you know somebody in the shul or Hamasan is ill. So if the person's there, you just think the person. You don't have to say the person's name. If the person's not there, so then you have to say their name, or you should know their name. And the Mishnah Berurah says the proof is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Miriam, his sister, got sick, so as we all know, she was standing right there when she got saras. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kel na rafa na Allah. Hashem, please heal her. Who? Who the her? Answer is, from there we see, since she was standing there, know who it is. Hashem knows, well, Hashem always knows who it is. But you don't have to mention her name. You don't have to say the person's name specifically. But if the person's not in front of you, Mishnah Berurah says you should know the name, you should mention the name in refuah einu. Okay? Okay.